Would you look at that? The main course walking in with some bitterness on the side on the garnish.
Oh, would you cut it out? You're being an eyesore. Drop it.
Oh, come on. You know I'm only poking some fun at you.
And besides all that, you two seem to need some R&R. Want some food first?
Shut it.
I told you right now. Things aren't going so well. Out there, I mean. The sea's getting rough.
All the more reason for some food!
Okay, but in all seriousness, you always got this bad attitude going on. Why you always gotta start something when you come in here? Not only do you come here with the boy of my dreams, but then you wanna talk shit about it? Come on then, sword boy. Shall I embarrass you in front of him?
Well, well, well. Look who hasn't lost his guts to try and challenge me right now. I think that's kind of interesting, don't you? I mean, think about it. How many times I've whooped your ass and you're still coming.
Big words from someone who lost last time. Not buying it. Never buying it.
Huh?
No, it wasn't like that.
You sure it wasn't like that?
No. I guess I can't fool you, baby. Now, about all this. Why are you thinking that every single time we got a fight in here? Can't you just relax? Cool it, sword boy.
Quit calling me sword boy.
You do that again and we're gonna have a real problem. And the only thing I'll be eating is the taste of your defeat.
You fucked up that line and you know it.
As much as I'm sure you would enjoy, I'm not gonna let you win so easily. Come on.
It's not that easy.
Then just what is it, chef boy?
You seem like someone who always thinks you're gonna beat me. Until you don't. Like every time.
Oh, you must really want to fight me right now, because you're on my last nerve. Say it again. Say one more thing and...
What are you doing? Yeah, come on, come on. Let go. I don't think this is gonna end good. Even if you grab us by the ears, you cute little fiery thing. I'd only let you get away with this. You're lucky.
I'm telling you, you're lucky that I let you get away with it. Just don't keep pushing that luck, or I might take something back, baby.
Ignore the savage over there. I mean, come on. He's always doing something that, well, makes you a little bit more attractive, but I think the fact that he wants you, well, I want you more. Every time he thinks that he's gonna win, he never freaking does. Isn't that right, baby? You always fall back for me. Remember when I was dopey in love with you, when I had the hots and I was a bit of a pervert for any attention I could get? Well, I matured a bit from there. Now I can see you in a whole new light. Now I can see you in the perfect light. Magnifique.
I swear to God, this guy just doesn't shut up, does he?
Come on, babe, you can let him down easy. I mean, think about it. When you compare us, you know that I'm the manliest, sexiest thing you've ever seen. So why not just admit it and let him down easy? Right here, baby, I'd help you. Come here.
The only thing you're helping yourself to is a foot in your face if you don't back the fuck off of my boy.
You shouldn't even make that joke. I mean, come on. Do you really think he's into you?
I mean, when they got this prime kind of meat right here, not to dumb myself down to just my muscles or my looks, but let's face it, I've got you beat everywhere that it counts.
That's what you think. I mean, come on. Not only can I match you in a fight, but I can do cooking. What else do you got going, Zorro?
Is that what you think? You think you'd win right now?
I know I'd win right now. I mean, think of all the times I've had to mop you up the floor after I've beaten you.
That's not how I remember it. Not even a little bit. You seem so fucking full of yourself because you got that cooking under your belt. Just because you're the chef of the chef doesn't make you something that special. I pull my weight around here just as much, and I'm 10 times as hot of a man as you. So that's what you really think. You think you're better than me. Got a chip on your shoulder, guy? Only a chip that's deserved. You're the one who's cocky here. Always thinking I'm nothing, right? Always thinking I'm no match for you because you can cook. Huh. Well, the only way I see to finish this is a competition of sorts. Yeah? You think you could match me in a competition? That's some pretty bold words, though. I'll give it to you at least that much. You think I won't beat you, huh? You think it's just gonna be that easy for you?
Well,
keep thinking that way until you're in the loser's corner. So that's what you think, huh? That I'm gonna lose to you? Guess we won't know till we try. Talk is cheap, right? That's what the sword's oath. We speak with action. That's what we do as men, right?
What?
Looking at me like that. If you want to solve it, we solve it. What did you even have in mind? Well, it's pretty simple, really. We just spoil this one right here, since we both have the hots for him. Oh, and you think you're going to beat me that way? You think it's just gonna go your way that easily? You think I'm just going to make it that easy for you? No, I never said that. You're going to lose after trying your best. Because I know how to please a man. Unlike gruff, stupid swordsmen. I'll make you eat those words. Don't regret what you said there, because I'm going to make sure you remember this, and that it's going to be how I crushed you and stole your guy. So, when do we begin? How do we begin? Or did you not have anything thought out? Oh, I think it's simple. We just go about it however we can, and most importantly, however he want us to. Can't really argue with that, huh? Well then, what do you want me to do first? What comes natural, huh? You think that there's a natural way to fight over someone? Well, I don't think it's like that. Personally, I think we just go about it. However, isn't that less embarrassing? Suit yourself, you two. Just don't think I'm gonna lose. Well, I certainly didn't plan on losing either. So you've got your work cut out for you. Damn it. Finding out the kisses are surprisingly embarrassing. But, hey, for a first time, I hope it's enjoyable. And that this stupid competition doesn't make you think that I love you any less. You'll always be the sharpest sword for me. That I want to hold like this. Holding your leg like a katana. It just feels right. I'd prefer to hold your leg like a delicate instrument to make the sweetest, most wonderful taste of your skin that much more tasty. I love it. And I enjoy the saltiness of your skin. A delicacy all its own. But I really can't wait to enjoy even more of you. Of course. Très bien. Maybe I'm butchering the lines sometimes, but even if I do, I'd rather you think I'm
failure at saying that instead of a failure at making you feel something. These are genuine feelings, you know. I feel strongly about you, and I don't want to let you go, no matter what.
And for what it's worth,
I think you are sexy as hell, and I'm not about to lose in front of you. Gotta look cool for you, you know? But more importantly than that, I've gotta blow your back out.
Okay, Romeo, but you won't be the one to blow this boy's back out. I will. Look at me. Come on, honey. You know I'm gonna be the one to win it, so you can give me my reward anytime. Well, I guess the competition itself is the reward, isn't it? You, me, and this extra over here that just doesn't know when to quit. Or is he gonna take that cooking skill and try and work it into this? Pathetic. Now, before we just go and make this a dick-measuring contest, let's get to the actual guts of things. It's a competition to obviously please you. So, how do you want this done, baby? You just want it to be a free-for-all with your body as the battlefield? Or are you looking for something more intense, deliberate, and maybe some alone time? You can try and make excuses for why you lose, but I think the best way is to do both. If we can't do it in the free-for-all, then we have to have some, at least some, one-on-one time. I'm not spending the whole time with this sweaty asshole. What? You can't handle that I'm just better looking, better smelling, and better performing than you? Is that why you're still talking instead of making some use of the time? Hey, baby, look at me.
Your lips are as soft as ever. Now, what have you to say?
You agree to things? It's all about proving who's better for you. But I figure it's also you getting a hell of a lot of attention. I hope it's worth your time. I hope this guy doesn't waste it. Now, where were we? I think you were kissing me. And being incredibly sexy while doing it. But you don't have to try like some people, do you?
Did you really think that would be enough to get you an edge, Ad? Come here, baby. It's delicacy. That's what you're lacking as a swordsman. As well as elegance, and gentlemanly nature, and a whole bunch of other things I could go on for days.
Just what are you saying? You don't have any room to talk. I swear. The more you talk, the more it gives me a headache. Come here, babe. Would you look at that? Look who's happy with my kiss.
You really are that conceited, aren't you? The fact that you think you've won and we're barely out of the gates? Keep that cocky attitude up. It gives me the advantage any day. Look at this big oaf, thinking he's got it all.
I'm not the one who picked you apart. I just said you're an idiot. I don't need to resort to such methods when you embarrass yourself. Come here, babe.
Oh, I don't think so this time. You're gonna have to try harder if you want to get him away from me.
What? You think you can actually stop me?
You think that you have the choice to decide for someone else whom they spend their time with? Besides, he's mine. You just never learn, do you? Always trying to solve things with brute force and not a shred of decency. You really think that's attractive? Well, maybe. Making a decision instead of flowery words and elegance might be what he's looking for. Well, this is going nowhere. Come here. No, come with me. I didn't ask your opinion, and I think you should let us go. You'll have your turn. Huh, you think? You know what, fine. I'll wait my turn. Save the best for last. Enjoy your time while it lasts, because I'll be embarrassing you shortly. As for you, babe, wait for me. Even if he's as disappointing in bed as he is at winning arguments. Joe. Well, now we have one less complaining guy out there. And I don't mind being first, as you'll remember it even through all his antics. Now, sorry you had to see that side to me. I know, we argue a lot. But it is just how things go sometimes. And well, I'd like to make up for lost time. I guess to start, a nice appetizer. The rest of it, well, that's whatever you could possibly imagine. At least that's what I'd like it to be. Well, shall we? Your lips are sweet as candy, but not so obnoxious. More like the subtle sweetness, the undertones that I can appreciate. If I ever go into too much detail, you can stop me, but I'm a big fan. Not to mention how that body of yours, it excites me. I did say I was gonna blow your back out, so I have to make good for that, don't I? So, baby, why don't I treat you like a gentleman should? I'll take my time. Everything as perfect as I can make it, or at least as genuine from the heart as I could. Don't tell me all that being fought over made you excited. I wouldn't really blame you. And for as much as I insult the brute, he's got redeeming qualities. But I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in you. And how you feel when my fingers brush over you. Those thighs, you can spread them for me. Otherwise, I'll, do it for you. Slowly, tenderly. I want to make this decadent, deliberate, and delicious. Not just about the taste of the sex we're going to have, but also that fullness you get from a good meal. Except I'm going to be filling you elsewhere. You're enjoying yourself a little too much, aren't you? Judging by this, you might be just a little turned on by me. Is that right? I like that. Feel for yourself. You've made me rock hard already. Hmm. Why do you rub my erection like that?
You keep rubbing it. Just don't be surprised when I return the favor. And might I add, you touching me feels so good. I hope this same but opposite is true for you. That I can make you feel it a little deeper than just with touch. Something more carnal, more lustful, and full of that raw instinct. My kisses here, even through your clothes, I can smell your scent. I can taste your love escaping. Your arousal excites me. And admittedly, my depictive capacity isn't nearly as good when I'm this turned on. Just a bit of that earnest side of my lack of experience. But that's why I want to learn with you. That's why I want to take my time with you and... You really are the only one that I've ever been able to see this way. Sure, I've been kind of crazy about people before, but never got this close, so I don't want to waste any chances I've got. So if you'll excuse me, I'll be tending to your most sensitive place, and I won't let you down. You're my favorite flavor. Absolutely delicious. All right. Now I think you've had enough time. And what the hell do you think you're doing? Getting this far? I can't trust you at all. Someone's getting desperate. Now get your ass out. It's my turn. You think that's any kind of fair? You... Whatever. You take your turn then. I'll be back to claim my crown. And wait for me. Okay. And as for you, don't get full of yourself. You best make use of the time, or else you'll regret it. Bye. Didn't think he'd be so bold as to try what he did. Well, no, it wasn't. Clearly you need more than that. Allow me to solve those pent-up problems. I'll make sure to be twice the man he was. Already a mess down here. Seems like someone was excited about all this. Am I to take that as an invitation, then? Well,
I don't want to rush things. Real man knows how to take it extra slow. And the real man also knows when someone sexy really needs to be touched. They'll give you a sign. And I'll take what you're doing as probably a sign. Well, don't mind if I do. Your reactions, the way you look down at me when I'm eating that sexy cock, might be the best reaction I've ever seen. Show me more. Delicious. At risk of sounding like that idiot, I do think you smell and taste great, but your reactions are what get me. It's that focus that I know you feel safe enough to do this with me. Thank you. I trust you too. Completely. So never hold back. You have to promise me you won't, if it's what you want. You're something else when you get into it. The way that you squirm against my tongue, am I to take that as it feels good? Or would you prefer the trained hands of a swordsman all over you while I tend to this needy place? Look at me more. I think it's only fair, since that idiot tried to get ahead, if you're feeling that horny, maybe you want something a little more fulfilling. Is that perhaps the case? Bend over for me. I promise I'll be gentle, but rough enough that it keeps your heart racing. You've got a nice backside. Always a new side to appreciate, if I do say so myself. Say you want it. Go ahead. I'd like to hear it. Right here, huh? Is that how you want things? Rough and wild, soft and sensual. I could think of a thousand ways to take you, but at the end of the day, I was never one for plans, just for spoiling. The best kind of plan. Oh, someone's happy to see me. Or just tight as hell. Fuck.
Oh, did I get your focus from that one? Your naughty side is showing, for fuck's sake. Well, look at the time. Hope I didn't interrupt anything. No, by looks of it, you need all the help you can get there, don't you, Zoro? You think you always have something to say, but you're not the one who's balls deep inside of this guy. So all that shit talking means nothing. Well, we'll see once I get there who really has command over that sexy body, if either of us. You haven't even thought of that option, have you? We are so busy competing that... Shut up. I don't care what you have to say. Only about this adorable guy. Oh. Well, if you're just gonna have fun like that, don't mind if I step in. You think you're going to steal the show, but you never really could you, Sanji? Guess there's only one way to find out, right? To have our competition just like this. Watch it. You're getting ahead of yourself and don't... Shut it. I don't want to hear any complaining from you. So that's how it's gonna be. A fight to the bitter, deep end. You really do feel different. Did you miss me that much? God, that's the good stuff. How tight you are, too. Taking both of us must be exciting. And look at who's meddling. We were just fine without you. No, shut up. You can't talk, Zoro, when you're enjoying it too. You don't need to say a thing. You're just meddling. Baby, look at me. No. Look at me. I promise I won't let you down like that idiot. Shut it. Now's not the time to argue. Can't you see that? I wouldn't want it over too quickly. You feel me? I know you do. Come on. Show me that. Oh, I want to see that face, baby. I want to kiss those lips. Oh, fuck. That makes things a little more difficult, doesn't it? I feel so good that... Gotta hold out. Shut it. I don't want to hear that. Everyone's dealing with it together. If you feel that way, follow through with your words. Put their back out. As if you need to tell me that. Fuck, baby. Come here. Fuck. Fuck. I'll fill you up. God. Fuck.
You take it well, you know that. I might have gotten a little addicted. Fuck. Would you look at that? Looks like everybody together, huh? Some sense of connection. If it wasn't with you. Well, baby, you seem like you enjoyed yourself. I like that. And, well, for what it's worth, even if we had to bring him back, I'd do it all again if it meant seeing you in such ecstasy. An exquisite feast for the eyes. Yeah. Stole my words. Same thing here. But I'll add something to it. If you ever want, we don't have to include this, well, culinary idiot. Now, however you're defining that, it makes no sense to define me that way. Or are you saying you don't enjoy my cooking? You'd be a damn liar. Shut up. It doesn't matter anyways. What's done is done. Wait, so who won? I was wondering that too. Who could be a winner? Guess that's just a no contest, isn't it? Can't believe I'm admitting to that, but I wouldn't want you to take that out and lose your confidence.
Funny joke. You actually think I'm that insecure, huh? Well, babe, between you and me, I enjoyed myself a lot. I hope you did too.
Once again, he's an attention hog. You're mine, baby. I'll make sure to spoil you. And of course, take care of everything you might need done. Unlike some people who have no forethought.
Keep talking. Nobody's listening. Guess this was one hell of a way to find out that all this doesn't really have an end, does it?
I guess we're stuck with each other for now. Until a certain someone kicks you off the boat, that is.
Keep dreaming. You'd be kicked off first.